This is KUT. Travis County homeowners recently got some news in the mail, their 2018 home values. Every year, the county tax appraisal district assesses your home's value. Perhaps unsurprisingly, appraisals are up a median of 9% this year. And with rising values comes rising property taxes. But homeowners can protest the valuation of their homes. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, firms that handle this kind of thing say more people are deciding to do so.
Stephanie Culver and her boyfriend Jonathan Brew recently bought a home in Manor, Texas.
We couldn't afford Austin, to be honest with you.
In December, they bought it for $207,000. Earlier this month, Culver and Brew got the new number in the mail.
Just more than I was expecting, I guess. $225,000 was a lot more.
$225,000, up from $207,000.
We saw overall about a 9% increase in median value, market value of properties across Travis County.
Maria Kriegler is the chief appraiser of the Travis County Appraisal District.
It is in line with what we've seen in the last 5 to 7 years. We've been in a very thriving Austin market.
But if you think your home value has jumped too much, the County Appraisal District lets you protest these new values. You can bring evidence, photos of your property, valuations of neighbors' homes, to a formal or informal hearing. Last year, Travis County received roughly 127,000 protests. The state legislature last year actually passed a law to give counties more time to process these challenges. Kriegler says as values rise, so do the number of people interested in fighting these new numbers.
I will tell you, my phones are ringing off the hook.
George Bixler is a property tax manager with Five Stone Tax Advisors. For a fee, his company will help homeowners protest their property tax appraisals. And lots of people have shown interest so far.
We've set a record for a number of protests in a day at one point this year.
He won't tell me what that record number is, but he says it's in the hundreds. And while Jonathan Brew in Manor says he'll protest without the help of a company.
As far as I know, it's pretty easy, but I've never tried it.
He'll presumably join hundreds of thousands of other property owners that will be fighting this year. The deadline to file a protest is May 15th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.